John Lothian News interviews Christian Hoff, the CEO of agency broker and technology firm Quantitative Brokers, about their new Striker Options product, the first options on futures execution algorithm. QB, as they're known, has taken electronic options execution to a new level, much needed while trading floors are closed during the coronavirus outbreak. What is the background of your options offering?
We first did some options executions using our flagship arrival price algorithm called Bolt around late 2016, early 2017. Our observations and the data feedback were not very favorable. Immediately, we identified that we needed a much better approach in order to trade options on futures more effectively. From there, we took a step back and spoke more to our customers. Everything's always customer driven. And we learned that the biggest component we were missing was a fair value model. So that the algorithm itself could have an understanding and a rational computation of where the market should be in the instrument or option that we were looking to trade for that customer. It actually took a number of years to pull together the engineering, both in terms of the order placement components, but more importantly, these analytical components, which feed into Striker, our new options on futures algo. For clients that want to use Striker, they can now put in an order and know that the algorithm has already a calculation around where fair value is. The trader themselves can actually specify around that calculation a mode, such as being aggressive further and beyond that fair value calculation, or at or passive to that calculation. So the benefit of these agency algorithms is twofold. It's consistency in performance and measurement of slippage, but it's also productivity. So we often see that these two factors combined lead to always increased adoption of these solutions.
Who is Striker's target market?
Our existing customer base, which is very diverse. Incorporates a lot of asset managers, a lot of hedge funds, relative value strategies, and there is also a CTA community. So the collective of them have all expressed a lot of interest in the engineering behind Striker, but it will also have application to bank trading desks and other corporate community traders, because while we today will focus just on options on interest rate futures on the CME, we have plans to expand into equities, energies, ags, and even metals.
How does the fair market value functionality work?
Another key component to the fair market value calculation that goes into Striker is its real-time analysis of both co-integration, looking at that of the neighboring strikes within that same underlying, same maturity of option, and then also looking at implied spreads. So user-defined spreads are a huge component of the volume traded on the options on futures complexes. And so Striker is able to use that reference pricing and interpolate out what is a fair value into its computation of where that market should be. So effectively, as a result of that, even if that instrument doesn't have any active bids and offers, we could, by using those neighboring data points and relevant data points, establish and post into that order book with a meaningful price.
What systems is QB integrated into?
We're integrated into all the major front ends, from your Bloomberg's to Trading Screen and beyond. But additionally, we're also neutral on the back end, meaning we integrate or sit on top of every client's executing broker or exchange membership. So in that case, we have over 20 different banks or brokers that we are able to route the order down into the exchange in the name of, so that they're your executing broker. So it's got huge flexibility. It's expanding upon our current business architecture, which is very prevalent on the futures workflows. So it's just expanding on top of that to now support options on futures.
For John Lothian News, this has been John Lothian.